Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Talk Witzlaf studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I am so glad you're here. I can honestly say this is the last Tuesday we will be together in 2022. Are we going to say 2023 or 2023? We'll talk. If you joined us during early morning drive time, bless your heart. That would be on 1340 AM, the legendary KWXY, or 92.3 FM. And then you can join us in afternoon drive time. That's where I started 26 years ago, 9:20 AM. 27 years ago, whoops, it's a math thing, or 99.1 FM. I like to say I don't care where you listen, just so you do. Please. This is the last mistake I'm making this year. Let me go for it. Wear red, eat chocolate, and in the hour that we're together, I put things like the Joey English Daily Date Book, all kinds of community events, all kinds of mystery songs, great, 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 great interviews, lots of wonderful giveaways for you, and at the end of each hour, we play my music, because I like it. After we're finished, we put everything up on my website and my Facebook page. I want this to be the best hour of your day, and after you listen to this show, trust me, you'll be the smartest person in the room. Sit back and relax. Do you know our routine? Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, this is cute. Tuesday, December 27th is National Make Cut Out Snowflakes Day. I don't know if kids, they probably still do. I can remember doing that when I was a little girl and my babies all did it. I suppose nothing's changed. This is adorable. Frisky Business Cat Cafe has opened. It's the first cat cafe in the Coachella Valley. And they have cats from the Palm Springs Animal Shelter to adopt that are in the cafe. And they have some rules like only 16 people can be in there at a time. You know I will be going. And it's around the corner from Dan Gore's Lou Chow's in the Rimrock Shopping Center. Rimrock Plaza, 4781 East Palm Canyon Drive. The website is friskybusinesscatcafe.com. I can't wait. Palm Springs Chambers, David White wants you to know the Leeds Luncheon today at 12 noon is at Chill Bar. That's in Palm Springs, 217 East Arenas. I went last Tuesday. It's wonderful, and the food is fabulous. Even if you don't belong to the chamber, come. If you don't have a business card, come. It's great for networking. We found two new guests with interesting things to talk about on the show just over lunch, and it doesn't cost anything. You just pay for your own lunch and a cocktail. Go to pschamber.org. DAP's Health President David Brinkman says board chair Patrick Jordan will match every gift up to 20. Is that 20,000 or 28,000? It's 25,000. It's a math thing. He'll match every gift up to 25,000 that you pledge before December 31st. Do it online, daphealth.org. And here comes our legendary, wonderful friend, Wink Martindale, presents the award-winning History of Rock and Roll, Thank Elvis, from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY radio. That's 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. Wink is a treasure. He's an institution all over the radio world and a lot of television too, right? Check it all out, winkmartindale.org. Thus, endeth a questionable reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook. But wow, speaking of radio, here's a little history for you. Let's go to Kelly's Corner. Sounds like the neighborhood bar, doesn't it?
Well, after that intro, thanks for having me on today, Joey. I'll see you in a month.
we say
that
hi.
That was the longest thing in history there. Yes, hello. And
Steve Kelly's here.
I hope you had a good Christmas holiday. We're our friends celebrating Hanukkah. This is the second to last night. And also,
Kwanzaa started
on the 26th. And before we
Ramadan.
Start into sports, I just want to make a quick personal note here. Oh. I want to congratulate Congressman Raul Ruiz for naming the Palm Springs Post Office after a dear friend of yours, Richard Milanovich. And I thought that was a well-deserved honor. And I was very disappointed. I felt it should have been covered much more in the local media. But then again, since most of the people elected to office in Palm Springs have lived here about 20 minutes, they didn't know the history, and, you know, that's true. But, I mean, Rich Milanovich was a giant. was a longtime friend of mine and yours, Joey, and it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, and a great honor to have the new post office in Palm Springs named the Richard Milanovich Post Office. Also, they named the post office in La Quinta after Hunter Lopez, one of the young Marines who was killed in Afghanistan last year.
I like that, too.
That was very smart and very nice and good to see. Well, we'll start off. You wanted to talk. Somehow, I won't even mention
it. Yeah, you can tell what I did.
Joey was all upset that Emmett Kelly died. First of all, Emmett Kelly's been dead for 25 years. And he wasn't 72 when he died. He was about 172. But anyway, he was
the
old pantomime
That's
guy
right.
from black and white TV.
The clown face. I went Emmett with Franco.
You would think, well, yeah, like most people would make that connection. But Joey was talking about the late Franco Harris, who played for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the year up in Seattle. Actually, I ran into him about 25 years ago, walking down the street on Palm Canyon. We had a nice conversation.
Nice man.
Very nice man. You know, very interesting story. He was born an African-American soldier father in Italy and an Italian mother. And he was born, I believe, in Italy and grew up in Pittsburgh. And they used to have those signs in Pittsburgh back in the day that would say, "Run, Paisan, run." And, of course, he was involved in the infamous Immaculate Reception
against the
Raiders. That play is still controversial, and I'm not going to replay it. It's 50 years ago.
Well, you have to tell me why it's controversial.
Well, it was like 4th and 20. The ball went over the middle,
right.
And it was hit back, and there weren't enough camera angles in those days. And there used to be a rule in the NFL that two offensive players could not touch the ball at the same continuously. They've gotten rid of that. But a lot of people thought the ball went off of the receiver's shoulder pad to Franco and not the defender. And that, in those days, would have made it an illegal catch. But there was inconclusive evidence because of the fact of that. So,
and look who threw it.
Oh, it was thrown by Terry Bradshaw.
Yes.
Right. But it was, and the Pittsburgh, of course, went on then, you know, to go a little further in the playoffs. But,
and In the decade,
yeah. Well, that was a good team.
Yes.
That was a very good team by Chuck Knoll. And so Franco Harris passed away. Very sad, you know. In fact, the Raiders last week were involved in perhaps the stupidest thing I've seen in the NFL in 50 years when they beat the New England Patriots. I don't know how you saw the end of that thing. The Patriots were tied. They were going into overtime. They handed the ball off to the running back, who for some reason turned around and decided to lateral it to Mac Jones. Jacoby Myers. That sounds like a law firm. And he took the ball to throw it back to the quarterback. Now, the game is going into overtime if nothing happens. The guy in the Raiders caught the ball, ran it in for a touchdown. It had to be the stupidest thing I've seen in 50 years in the NFL. And I will say this. First of all, if Mike Ditka was coaching the Patriots, he would have tried to beat up both of those guys on the field. And in the old days, both of those guys might have been cut. And in all seriousness, back in the 70s or something, they would have cut them and given them a plane ticket and said, "You're not even flying on our plane home."
Wow.
You know, they would not even allow them on the plane for that. But it's a different time. But, you know, that was kind of crazy. Since we're in the NFL and we're getting ready for the playoffs, right now, if you ask me, by the time we talk next month, I think that Buffalo and Philadelphia are the classes of the league. Kansas City, possibly. The Minnesota Vikings keep winning. They overcame the largest deficit in NFL history to beat Indianapolis. They're awful. I have no idea how they're doing this. But the Vikings are, and they continue to win. And so we'll see where they go in the playoffs. But at this point in time, I don't look. The outside chance, Cincinnati, they're always good. They were in the Super Bowl last year. Locally, the Chargers, that coach is getting fired 5 minutes after the season's over. It'll be a race to see who's getting fired first, him or the guy in Denver. And so I don't know who's going to get. They don't even start on that.
No. My sons are very upset
guy,
with Denver.
And Raider guy's going to get fired because they're just not that good. And you know,
could we have Gruden back?
He ain't coming back.
Oh.
There is no way that the NFL is letting him back in. And you know what? He walked away with $10 million. So I won't see him at, you know, hanging out, you know, outside the Joey English studios with a cup or anything. So we're not going to see that. So he isn't coming back. Speaking of the NFL, some huge news.
Okay.
They just signed a $2.3 billion, with a B, deal with YouTube Television or Google for the NFL Sunday Ticket. And so that will be leaving DirecTV. What that does is That allows itinerant gamblers. No, that's also a fan. But it allows people, for example, who are Packer fans, to buy this package and watch every Packer game. You watch every NFL game is available. Wow. It's been on DirecTV for years. Mm-hmm. But just so you know, that that means that each owner is going to get a check for around $300 million. So that's how it's going to work. So if you're Stan Kroenke, if the sales at Walmart are down a little, you're okay.
You're okay.
You're okay. So the NFL doing that as well. And so, you know, we'll see. A lot of people thought Amazon would get into it. Not yet. Jeff Bezos is in negotiations to buy Washington. One of the reasons would be he
What's the name of that team
it's
again?
The Commanders.
I just don't
Well, you know, I knew you were going to say that. I have very mixed emotions on it because they originally started out as the Boston Redskins, and they were owned by a guy named George Marshall, who was not a nice person and had extreme racist views. This is not the same as the Cleveland Indians. Now, the Indians' name is different. That was actually a tribute.
Yes.
To Napoleon's, I can't think of his last, Sacagawea or whatever. A guy in the early 1900s who was a Native American who played for them, was very popular and died of meningitis. And they changed the name from Spiders to Indians to salute him. This Redskin thing, yeah.
Remember Sonny Jurgensen?
Yes, and he's still alive. Sonny's about 80 and his liver's 190. But, you know, Sonny is Sonny Jurgensen. Yeah, he's still around.
I like that kind of football.
I love Sonny Jurgensen. Sonny Jurgensen, yeah. I got to interview him one time out here. Oh. It was great. A lot of fun. Great guy. Told me some great Chuck Benarek stories. But anyway,
okay.
The NFL is, you know, it's moving along as it always does.
Tell me about the name Commanders. I want an animal.
They wanted it. They did it in a YouTube thing or some trophy thing or some internet thing, you know. And the names are different. You know, you have, look at the sports names now. You have Commanders, Kraken, yes. Guardians. They're just different, you know. I don't know. I have more things in life to get upset at, you know, as I'm getting the 3-minute sign than anything else than that. I don't get worried about that. When we come back in a little while, we'll talk about hockey and college football, but we'll move to the NBA and, you know, the Lakers and Clippers, and the immortal words of Mo Howard and the Three Stooges, they're going nowhere fast. You know, they seem to be on a treadmill right now, and, you know, not a lot of excitement. College basketball will be starting up this week, really, and next week for all the fans. UCLA looks very good.
Really?
They went in and beat a Maryland team in Maryland. You know, they're getting used to that, along with SC, which, by the way, I want to know which alum in SC is paying for the chartered airplane that they've announced that they will
yes,
be using
I
for
saw
all
that.
Sports in the Big Ten, you know?
So, so much for the green footprint.
Well, exactly. UCLA will be flying Southwest, from what I understand. But they will be using that as a going to Big Ten. And we can wrap it up with this segment with this, is that UCLA did get approval. That was a joke, though. The California Board of Regents has announced that they will allow UCLA to move to the Big Ten.
Yes.
For some reason, they have to pay an indemnity to Cal of between $2 and $10 million.
What? Explain that to me.
I couldn't understand it either. No, they feel that the television rights, like the Big Ten teams are getting $100 million a year. That's USC, and for those who went to SC and couldn't get into Rutgers, we're getting $100 million too. So they're all getting $100 million. Now with the Pac-12, if the Pac-12 survives, you know, that commissioner's running around like his pants are on fire now, trying to get a media deal. And whatever deal they get, it'll be substantially less, maybe $40-50 million a team. So they want them to you know, indemnify Cal. But, you know, we'll see. We will see. There's a rumor going around that they will switch to all Amazon, which would be the stupidest thing they could do. But then again, when they had Larry Scott as commissioner, he set a low bar for stupidity. So I don't know what they're going to do there. With George Klavikov, because he's trying to save that league. There is still a possibility when we talk in January that league will fold.
My goodness.
You know, I can see, I can write out a scenario for it, but we'll see about that. So there you go. UCLA Bruins, Big Ten, USC, Big Ten. That's 2 years. That's 2 years from now. And, you know, and by the way, congratulations to Caleb Williams. He won the Heisman Trophy from USC.
Yes.
But he will never paint his fingernails again. And I will explain that to you, what he did and how stupid that was during the break. No.
Oh, off the air.
This is an off the air story.
This is an off the air story at Joey Pals. Wish you were here. It's Joey English along with Steve Kelly. We're all in Kelly's corner. We wear red and we eat
white chocolate today, I noticed.